12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Back-to-back hits on Algoa FM. Jeremy Loops, it's called Head Start. Sometimes we need that in life. Katie Baser with a track called X and Y, doubling up your hits on Algoa FM. 2022 has been a tough year for many South Africans. We've been faced with so many challenges as well. In fact, life can throw us an unexpected curveball within a blink of an eye. Joining us now to share his major health scare and the importance of blood donation is our breakfast show host, Wayne Hart. Wayne, welcome to lunch.
Hello, Casey. Good to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Wayne, you are one of the strongest people I know. The odds were stacked against you. You fought hard and endured. Some of our listeners may know what you've been going through. For those who don't, tell us your story.
Well, firstly, I didn't know I'd be actually, you know, repeating the story on your show. So thanks for allowing me to spread this word. At the start of the year, started off like a normal year. Happy New Year. Into the year we go. We were all hoping that 2022 would be somewhat of a different year. However, in February, for me, towards the middle of February, I started suffering from quite excruciating stomach cramps. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was wrong and ended up going to the doctor one day because it was that bad. To cut a long story short, because I'm pretty sure most of our listeners have either read the story or heard about it on breakfast in the morning, is that I was diagnosed with pancreatitis. And there's only three ways that you can get pancreatitis, and one of them is cholesterol, which is something that I didn't even realize I was suffering from at the time.
Wow.
The pancreatitis had taken its toll on my body, and it was quite severe. To the point where I spent, you know, most of the year in the hospital, 5 months in hospital, and then a couple of weeks in Aurora, just to be able to walk again, and be mobile. But during that time, I wasn't aware of what was being prescribed to me, what was being given to me, the medication, what was wrong, how long it would take. And then also this important thing of blood as well. Up until then, I didn't even know what blood type I was, even though for many years I'd been a donor myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea until recently how many units of blood was given to me in order for me to stay alive and assist my body in the process of recovery. During that time,
well,
the 5 months that I was in hospital.
That is part of my next question. You know, how many units of blood did you get? And specifically, how did it make you feel?
I must say, obviously, you know, when you're in hospital, you have to sign off on anything that is given or done to you. And one of those was the blood. And I had no idea up until recently when I checked with the South African National Blood Service how many units. I thought it may have been 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But I had received 19 units of blood while I was in hospital to assist me. And just to think about it, when I was talking to somebody the other day about this, is just to think that I have 19 different, and I know this sounds strange, but 19 different people's blood inside of me. And I mean, there were 19 different people that went in their time unaware of who it's for, or what it might be used for. But I have 19 people that assisted me during their time and took their time out of their lives to donate blood, which essentially, at the end of the day, saved my life. That is, that is the long and short of the story, is that there were 19 people out there that took the time, and those were the 19 units of blood that required my body to get strength and move on.
Well, let's call a spade. You'll find people out there still, you know, going up against blood donations in general, and you got to pay. Why don't they pay us for this, that, and the other? At the end of the day, you'll never know whose blood you'll basically need. How do you view blood donors in, you know, after your ordeal?
Well, I mean, I was a blood donor myself, so I mean, it's just one of those things you go and you do. You don't think about it. You don't know who the people may be that you will impact one day. But I view it just life in general, I just view it in different perspective right now, including those people that donate blood. I mean, we have outside broadcasts. We have these campaigns running on air with you, with the whole station, to talk about how important it is to donate blood and how one unit of blood can save a person's life. But when you start talking about, you know, the magnitude of units that I needed, 19, wow. That's massive. And when SANBS, or there's a national critical shortage of blood, it's really important for everybody to just come together. And it's not about being paid. And if you want to donate blood to get paid, I don't think you're doing it for the right reasons. But you need to realize the impact that you're having indirectly or directly onto somebody else's life, their family, their work, is that you're giving somebody else another chance at life. And I think that's what it's come down to with me, is that I had no idea that there was 19 units of blood. That is a lot of blood that was given to me over a five-month period. And essentially, it is one of the reasons why I am here to tell you the story today. So my message out to people is that, please, if you can, it takes 20 to 30, 40 minutes of your time, that you will be able to tell a story of somebody, you know, saving somebody else's life one day, just because you decided you were going to do what I feel is the right thing to do.
Wayne, thank you so much for sharing your story. One pint of blood will save three lives in the process. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the lunch show this afternoon. And you're looking good. You are growing daily. You're getting stronger. And we absolutely love having you back in the building as well.
Definitely growing and getting broader.
Wayne, thanks for sharing this.
Thanks very much.
Only a pleasure.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.